You may have noticed more of a pep to people's step this week around the Bay. That's because it's National Dance Week. And here in the Bay Area, that means over 70 dance studios have opened up free classes and workshops. And this Sunday in San Francisco's Union Square, a special participatory performance will mark the end of Bay Area Dance Week. It's called The Planetary Dance, and it's the brainchild of Anna Halperin. In the dance community, Halperin is a living legend, a pioneer in postmodern dance who began her career in the 1930s. Along with artists like Trisha Brown and John Cage, she founded the influential Experimental Dancers Workshop in San Francisco in 1955. In 1978, she founded the Tamalpa Institute for Expressive Arts Education and Therapy with her daughter Daria. The planetary dance grew out of Halperin's work with the Tamalpa Institute and her continuing investigation into the role of dance in culture and society. KALW's Jen Chen brings us her story.
I want to see a little dip, that like when you step onto a foot, you imagine that you're leaving footprints in the sand.
Anna Halperin is leading one of her weekly dance and improvisation classes at her Marin County studio. She guides the dancers across the wood floor, gracefully demonstrating movement after movement. Her voice fills the room as she encourages students to dig deeper. She's calm, but energetic. She's 91 years old.
Move into the floor and out of it, like you're moving into the earth and out of it. And then the toes are like fingers on your hand.
Halperin has influenced generations of dancers and artists with her unique integration of dance and healing work, along with her use of performance to explore social issues. Much of this work has taken place at her home and studio on the lower slopes of Mount Tamalpais. One of her lasting contributions is the planetary dance. It's been performed on the mountain for 30 years and has grown into a global movement. Halperin describes it as a community dance ritual. The difference between a dance ritual and a dance performance, she says, is in the intention.
It's not a pretend experience. It's not a make-believe. It's not art for art's sake. It's done actually to create some kind of change or to honor some particular event.
The planetary dance began in 1981 when a serial murderer nicknamed the Trailside Killer was terrorizing Marin County.
So we were living in fear and anger, frustration.
Around the same time, Halperin and her husband were holding a series of workshops for the community. The workshops explored the connections between myth, ritual, dance, and the environment. Halperin noticed that many of the participants were focusing their imagery on the mountain itself.
And then the rage came up. We want our mountain back.
Halperin decided to respond in the best way she knew how, by creating a dance.
About the Trailside Killer and about bringing back the mountain.
A group of about 80 dancers and community members, including families with children, traveled up the mountain and went to the 6 places where bodies had been found.
And we did offerings. Somebody planted a tree, somebody said a poem, some children did a dance. And then we walked down the mountain, and 2 days later, the killer was caught.
While no one claimed that the ritual had caused this coincidence, many of the participants had felt empowered by their actions. Ira Kamen, a journalist who was a part of that first ritual, wrote about it in California Living magazine. He said, quote, "There is no more wind today on the very top of this mountain. There is such stillness, such peace." A few months later, a Huichol shaman named Don Jose Matsua came to visit the Tamalpa Institute, and Halperin told him about what they'd done on the mountain.
And he said, "It's not a ritual until you've done it for 5 years. A ritual needs to be repeated." So every year, so he was at that time 107 years old. And I thought to myself, I'll have to do this. I can't not do it with this wise man that's 107 years old.
Those 5 years turned into 6, 7, 8, 9, on until the present day. Halperin and her growing community of dancers continued to enact the dance ritual annually, choosing a different theme each time.
Sometimes it was AIDS. We're going to dance to cure AIDS or breast cancer or violence in the schools. So every year we chose a different theme. And this year the theme is peace.
The central component of the planetary dance is called the Earth Run. It's a movement score, basically a set of movement instructions, kind of like a recipe for a dance.
One by one, people stand from a kneeling position and call out what they want to dedicate this run for until everybody has made their intention public and they join the running circle and they go in one direction.
Dancers form three circles, one inside the other, moving in different directions. There are options for running fast, jogging, walking, or being still. Musicians in the center of the circle provide a steady beat.
And they do a call and response, so people chant, and it goes on for as long as they want it to go on.
This simple and accessible choreography invites everyone into the dance, no matter their training or physical ability. Halperin says in creating the planetary dance, she was very influenced by Native American dances.
Taking a motif and repeating it, almost like a mantra, until the accumulation of the numbers of people repeating that movement becomes almost meditative and takes you out of your ego and puts you into a state of consciousness which is very heightened in relationship to the energetic force that's created by everybody doing the same step at the same time. It's transformative.
For Halperin, the power of this kind of group energy is very real.
I mean, look at the military. I mean, they do very unison movement. And the movements, they evoke a very different kind of energy. So one needs to use that energy with great responsibility and knowledge of where you want it to go.
Over the years, the planetary dance has spread to other parts of the globe.
So do you know that by now we have 30 different countries doing the planetary dance?
And the theme of peace remains ever present. Halperin tells the story of a Tamalpa Institute graduate who traveled to Angola, a country that suffered a three-decade civil war. A young human rights worker and former soldier named Claudio Salgueiro was especially moved by the dance ritual. Last year, the Tamalpa Institute invited him to come to California to learn how to lead the planetary dance, but government opposition to his human rights work has kept him from traveling. Halperin says that while she's troubled by Salgueiro's situation,
it just gives me more determination. This has got to stop. This has got to stop. So I wear him kind of like as an emblem on my heart to keep me going and say, I'm going to keep doing this until the day I stop breathing.
It's now after 9 o'clock. The trees outside the windows are shrouded in darkness. And though class has officially ended, Anna Halperin is still going.
Always come back to the physical, and that will in general. So always come back.
She shows no signs of flagging energy as she talks and gestures, demonstrating with her whole body the way forward. On Mount Tam, this is Jen Chien for Cross Currents.